राधा सुरनदी की राधा रानी की जय. We have a new verse today, verse number 128. And this verse, we have a title, Radharani's. There's describes Radharani's beautiful form and her qualities and her seva, three different categories. So read the verse 128. Shuddha Premaika Lila Nidhira Haha Mahatankam Ankastate Cha Prishte Vibrat Yadabra Spara Atula Kripa Snehad Atula Kripa Sneha Madhurya Pranali Koti Nirajita Parashushma Madhuri Malavena. I think it's too long. Shri Radha Mam Agamrita Rasabharati Karidase Abhisinchit. Shri Radha is pure ecstatic love's exclusive abode of pastimes. Aha!
That's good.
My goodness, though situated in her beloved's lap, Radhika feels the greatest apprehensive fear. So this describes Shuddha Premaika Lila Nidhir Mahatankam Ankastite. Shri Radha is the very personification of profusely brilliant mercy and matchless in the candied sweetness of affection. Atula Kripa. Atul Kripa means matchless mercy. Then Sneha Madhurya means sweet affection, but this translator says the candied sweetness of affection. The super excellence of Radha's deliciously sweet feet is worshipped by millions of her dearest girlfriends, as well as by Lord Madhav also. Oh, when will Radha saturate me with her own confidential service, overflowing with boundless ambrosial rus? That's a very poetic rendition of the Sanskrit. Now another translation. Aho, when will Radha, who is the only ocean of pure love pastimes, who is very much afraid of being separated from her beloved Krishna, even while she's sitting right on the lap of her beloved. Radha is the very form of clear, matchless, sweet mercy and affection, and her beautiful, sweet lotus feet are worshipped by millions of her heart's friends, as well as by Madhav himself. When will she shower me with the full condensed nectar of her service? So this is, again, when praying, glorifying Radharani and praying for her service. That's basically the theme and title of this Kartik seminar. Radha's glories and her service. The glories means the glories of Radharani's form and qualities, her mercy and kindness. Beauty of her lotus feet and the amazing beauty of her mercy and compassion, and then all the varieties of intimate and confidential sevas. So the first line says, Shuddha Premaika Lila Nidhira Ha. Ahaha. It says, Ahaha. We have Haha. This is Sanskrit. Ahaha means aho, alas. It's amazing. Radharani is a Shuddha Prem Lila Nidhira. Nidhi means ocean or treasure. She's a treasure of pastimes, of pure love. Shuddha Premaika. Ocean of loving pastimes. Or you can say she's the one and only treasure ocean of pastimes of pure love. Human beings are always searching for happiness. And happiness is generated through loving relationships. So basically, it's a search for love. Love automatically brings with it love automatically brings with it beauty and happiness. At least that's the part of it. Beauty, happiness, the beauty of hearts, the beauty of bodies, the happiness of minds, the happiness of sharing, the happiness of being together. So happiness and beauty are part of loving relationships, the prem sambandha. So there's nothing more beautiful than observing a mother carefully caring for her child, taking care of him or her. How attentively, how affectionately, how expertly, and how worrying about everything for her child. So there's something beautiful and enjoyable about love. So our experience in the material world, that what is beautiful becomes ugly, and what is happy becomes sad, and what is love becomes hate, because we're in a world of duality. Krishna is telling in Gita, Icha Dvesha Smutina Dvando Mohina Bharata. The seventh chapter, verse 28. Icha Dvesha Smutina. We come here because of Icha. I don't mean itch. This is Icha. Oh yeah, it might mean Icha also. Icha means desire, calm. Icha Dvesha. And Dvesha means desire and envy. Not we don't come here, we're here. We haven't come from anywhere, but we hope to go somewhere. We've always been here, Anadi Bahir Mukh, Chaitanya Charitamrita is telling us. From time immemorial, we're looking that way. And we have to turn our head that way. Krishna Mukh, Krishna Mukhata, look at Krishna's face. So we hear that there's somewhere, some place, some people that have loving exchanges that are shud, they're pure. And those loving exchanges unfold in the context of amazing, unbelievable, variegated pastimes. Water sporting and boating and dancing and singing and feasting and wandering through the forest and pointing out Krishna's pointing out all the beautiful tropical birds. Radharani, look at that. Look at that bird. Look how beautiful. Oh, listen to that bird singing. And Krishna imitates the singing of the bird, which is total nectar and devotion. He speaks to the birds, and then Radharani says, oh no, that's not very close imitation. The bird is much better. So they're only joking, playing. It's a playland, the play lord. Leela means play. Leela. Shuddha Premaika, Leela Nidhira. Pure love, Shuddha Premaika, Leela, an ocean of, a treasure ocean of pastimes. So what does Leela mean? Li means embrace. Get close. Let's get close. Keep in contact. Close contact. Leela means alingata in Sanskrit, prema lingata, loving embrace, the embrace of love. Li, and la means to accept, to take. So Leela is Krishna embracing everyone. Srishti Leela, this is the creation Leela. Krishna is embracing us with tamagun, rajagun, and sattvagun. Crushing our bones with ignorance. Crushing our minds with passion. And crushing our desires with frustration and ignorance. So this is... But in that plane, Krishna embraces his mother. Embraces his friends. He embraces the gopis. This is Leela. So this is the meaning of the word. Leela is it's play. And Leela means play. You can translate Leela play. Or you can we say pastimes. It means pastimes of what? We have activities. We have work. We go to work and we engage in activities. It's called karma. Karma chakra. This is the karmasthan, material world. But Krishna lives in Leela Stalis, not the karmasthan. Radhakun Leela Stali, Sevakun Stali, Stalistan. It's a place of Leela, the place of play, the place where Krishna embraces his coward boys and Ramanreti and Gokul. famous place in Gokul where he grew up with the boys, stealing butter and rolling in the dust and chasing the shadows of the birds and pulling the tails of the monkeys and jumping in the lakes and pools after the frogs and going to abandoned wells and some empty well or Kali Gufa, what do you call it? Kali, not Gufa, but Kua, in the middle of the field and saying, Hare, Hare. And then the echo would come back, Hare, Hare. And then the boys would say, Who is that? Who is that speaking in that well? In the Kua. And they say, Who is that? Who is that? Who is that? Then the boys would say, Go to hell. Go to hell, 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 hell. And the echo would come back, Go to hell, hell, hell. And this way the boys would play. And they would tumble and wrestle and embrace, steal each other's tiffins. One boy would steal another boy's samosas. Then he would run to a distant place and he would find a tree that was surrounded by sticker bushes. And he would put the boy's tiffin inside. And the boy would chase him. Where's my food? Where's my tiffin? Samosas and kachoris and rasgullas and rubbery and all these things my mother made. And he'd chase him. He'd, oh, there it is. And it's inside stickers, a katan, you know, katan thorns. It's in the middle, and the boy, he said, how am I going to get my tiffin? He said, that's your problem. And then he would have to reach his hand in and get a stick and pull his tiffin out. And then that boy that did that, stole his tiffin, that other boy that got his tiffin stolen, he would run after that boy and beat him up. Deserves it. Then sometimes a boy would take another boy's tiffin, and he would go to an anthill, you know, anthill, chanti, and it's all red ants, and red ants really bite. When they hold on to you, they don't let go. And the red ones, they're fiery red in color, and when they bite you, they sting you, and it burns. There are a bunch of them running around here. They might find you. And so the boy would take the tiffin and put it on top of the red anthill. They were very mischievous, very naughty. So this is Krishna's, it's play. I'm just giving you this idea that it's play. Krishna is dancing with the gopis. It's play. It's not, when you see modern movies of romance and love stories, it's all so serious. It's very serious and aggressive and serious and heavy. And they play some sweet music sometimes when the lovers finally unite or they're finally together. But the whole, all the ambience surrounding that final moment when the hero and the heroine can be together is violence and chase scenes and murders and explosions and all kinds of fearful, horrible situations. And finally, oh, my beloved. And then that's the romance scene of every movie that everyone waits for. But it's not, when that movie starts, it doesn't start off with play. It's all, it takes you this way and that way and this fear and this. I mean, I haven't seen a movie in 50 years, but I don't think they've changed. I think that what I'm saying, they're the same, no? He's a young man. What was, still is, and never will be. But Krishna's Leela, as soon as it starts, Krishna's going to meet Radharani and Vadyan Leela. And the first thing they meet, it's called Anurag, where Krishna sees Radharani at a distance on her way to Radhika. And he said, who is this? Is this personification of, is this a forest of golden lotus flowers approaching me? And then he thinks, no, that's not possible. Lotus flowers don't walk. Is this a golden mountain of love? No, mountains don't walk. They fly in the sky, but I never heard that they run on the ground. So all kinds of misapprehension. And when they see each other, and it, right from the beginning, it's play. She goes to pick, Radharani starts picking some flowers, and then Krishna says, what are you doing? Who are you? And so, I'm nobody. What are you doing here? Who asked you? Who are you? And they just start joking and laughing, and right from the beginning. From the initial meeting to everything they do is play. So Radharani is Shuddha Premaika Leela Nidhiraha Maha Tanka Ankastatecha. But there's some very special feelings going on in the context of the loving dealings of Radha and Krishna, because it says that she's the only ocean of transcendental loving pastimes of pure love. Yet, so it sounds very wonderful. It's Shuddha Prema, it's pure love. And she's a Leela Nidhi, or she's a Nidhi ocean. And Nidhi means treasure. She's a treasure ocean of sweet, loving, intimate pastimes of fun and joy and complete fulfillment and satisfaction. That's the first half of the verse. Shuddha Premaika Leela Nidhira Ahaha. Oh, alas. Oh, it's so wonderful. And but then the flip side, the other side of the coin, you know, the flip side, second part of the pada says, Mahatankam Anka, Mahatankam Ankastatecha. And here this Atankam, Maha Atankam, this is Sanskrit, means Bhayam, Mahabhayam. She's very fearful. How can you be fearful when you're with God? He's omniscient. He's omnipotent, omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's all-powerful. He knows everything. He's a Parameshwara. He killed so many demons left, right, with this hand, that hand, his foot, his fingertips, anything. He says when he went to Mathura, then he met Kamsa's washerman, Krishna Balaram, the boy, so he entered Mathura. And then he said, hey, Dobi. Are Dobi, Suniye, Roko. Hey, what is all this nice red, yellow, green, blue silk? Very nice chadras, nice cloth. These are the king's clothes. I am Kamsa's Dobi. Acha. So you, Lelo, you give to us. Dedo, you give to us. We'll wear them and dress up, and because we're coming here for a wrestling match, and we're poor boys, you know, from the village. We're not that decked out, and there's supposed to be a big festival here, the Danar Yogya and the big, you know, Rangashala, the wrestling. So we want to look really, like, spiffy and really, really attractive. So he said, hey, you impudent boys, what are you speaking? Do you realize if you speak like this, you have your head cut off? These are the clothes of the king. He said, listen, and then Krishna looks at Balaram and says, these are the clothes of the king. And then Balaram says, acha. And then Krishna says, listen, Dobi, I'll tell you what. I'll give you one more chance. You give all those clothes to us right now. Get out of my way, you foolish boys. Do you know what you're saying? Then Krishna said, okay, I warned you. And just with his fingertips, he went flick. He went flick with his fingertips. Or maybe he had long nails, I don't know. Just with his fingertips, zip. And the guy said, whoop. His head was gone. Then they dressed up, you know, turbans and chadars and sashes. They pulled their ponytails and tied purple sashes, you know, purple tails, and put bandanas on and sashes. And they looked great. They weren't wearing white. So, Krishna, but Radharani's sitting with this Krishna, Ajit, Achyuta, Ajita. Achyuta Keshava Sridhara Madhava Govinda Gopala Hari Jai Govinda Jai Gopal Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal Achyuta Keshava Sridhara Madhava Gopala Govinda Hari. So she's Mahatanka. She's Mahatanka Ankastite. She's sitting. It's Anka and Tanka. It's very interesting. It's Sanskrit, because Prabodhananda Saraswati, he's a master of language in Sanskrit. He says, there's Tanka and Anka. It's very interesting. Mahatankam Ankastite. She's Mahatanka and Anka. I mean, we don't have any understanding or appreciation of Sanskrit, but she's Mahatanka sitting on Anka. Anka stite. Stite means sitting, placed on Anka. Anka means the lap. You know, lap, like the, this is the lap, the thighs. The baby sits on the thighs. Shiva sits on Parvati's lap. He sits there naked. She sits on him, whatever. Padma Asan. The sage is Adi. So this is, she's sitting on the lap of Krishna, who's Ajit Krishna, and she's Mahatanka Anka. That's very funny. So now she's the ocean of Leela. She's fully saturated with the purest epitome of love, Divyonman Mahabhav. Yet there's fear. Because this is a gonarasa. Gonaras, fear, bhayam, vibhatsa, ghastliness. Of course, and then jugupshita, and hasya, laughter, and vira, chivalry, heroism. These are all secondary rasas that mix with the primary or main rasa, madhurya. So she's afraid, and then that's the second, so she's afraid. So this is, although she's the topmost lover and pure devotee of Krishna, the Shastras say, this is from the purport, the Shastras say that Krishna, the devotees are fearless. This is one of the qualities of a devotee. They know that Krishna is everywhere. Is he in the pillar? Yes. Ask Prahlad. Ask Haranyakashipu. Is God in the kumbha? Is God in the pillar? The column? You say column, pillar, kumbha? Yes. He's everywhere. Krishna's everywhere. And Krishna's name is Nisringadev. We chant Nisringadev prayers when we're afraid. That's nice. That's good. The two prayers we chant are in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Lord Chaitanya took darshan of Nisringadev in Puri, every day he would go up the stairs in a small temple there and pay pranams. So those prayers are there, but Krishna's name is enough. Because it's told in Shastra that the quality of a bhakta is a lover. Let's look at the quality of a lover. A lover is, if a lover loves me, if my beloved loves me and loves 10 other men, then she's not my lover. My lover is my lover. My beloved, and I'm her lover. There's one and one. So there's the quality of the beloved, it's called Eknishta. Eknishta. So we are bhaktas, means a lover. Bhakti means love. Preeti, prem, preeti, bhav, bhakti. Devotional service, it means love. Love is devotion. These are all synonyms and words. We say pure bhakti, which means pure love, or prema, or bhava. So we're eknishta. We should be eknishta, and ek. We should have nishta and ekishta. So who is our ishta devata? This is told, the most probably one of the most important shlokas for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Was spoken by a disciple of Advaitacharya, Srinath Chakravarti. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajeshatanayas, Sridam Vrindavanam. Ramya Kachit Upasana Brajabudubir Sakalpita. Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam Pramanam Samitam. Then it says Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Idamit Matamidam. This is the conception, the conception or idea, or the siddhanta, tattva siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajeshatanayo. This is ek ishta. Who is our ishta? Is it Ram? Is it Jagannath? Is it Nisringadev? Did Lord Chaitanya come to worship Ram? He came to worship, he's Krishna. Worshipping Radha and Krishna Yuga in the mood of Radha Bhav. We say our goal is Krishna Prem. Yes? It's Krishna Sarvavatari. He's Purnatam Bhagavan. So this verse is Aradhya, Araradhya Dev. You know Radhana? Radha means worship. Araradhya Dev Aradhya Bhagavan is Aradhya Day, we worship Bhagavan. Which one? Jagannath, Balaram, Gauranitai, Nrisimha, Ram? No, it says Aradhya Bhagavan. Which Bhagavan? The son of Brajendra. Brajendra Nandan, Sri Nanda Nandan, Sri Krishna Vrindavan. Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajesha Tanayos. Tana means body, the son of, from the body of Rajesh, the Lord of Braj. And then, how do you worship this Ishta? I should be Eknishta. So the idea is, if I'm in Mahatanka, like Radharani is Mahatanka, she's very afraid sitting on the lap of Krishna. So sometimes we become afraid. We can chant the Sringadeva prayers, but they were introduced at a certain time period in ISKCON. I don't remember. It's in Lilamrita. Not in 66, maybe in 67, 68, there was somebody was, I think the circumstances, Kaladesha and Pacha, surrounding the introducing of that prayer that's often sung in ISKCON regularly, is that there was some phone call or some threat to Srila Prabhupada and they're going to blow up the temple. So devotees were, they said, Prabhupada, is there anything we can do? We're chanting, but we want to do more. And he said, well, you can pray to Lord Nrisimhadeva. So then this prayer, and they said, which prayer? And maybe Prabhupada suggested this prayer from Chaitanya Charitamritam. Right? Namaste, Narasimha. This prayer is there. Ito Nrisimha Upadato. It's there in Madhya Lila. Lord Chaitanya. But before that, devotees were also fearful in 1966, and they're also in precarious, dangerous positions, but they didn't even know about Nrisimhadeva. Other than maybe there was a painting made or so. Some paintings were made by the early artists, ISKCON artists, to put in the temple. So they chanted Hare Krishna. So our Ishta, Krishna is Nrisimhadeva. Krishna is Nityananda, everyone, they're all there. So we should be Ek Ishta, our Ishta is Krishna. So in the beginning of our bhakti, in the middle of our bhakti, in the end of our bhakti, in the end of our life, we chant Krishna. What do we encourage devotees to chant when they leave their body? Have you ever been with anyone when they're leaving their body? I've been with a dozen devotees or so. What do they when someone's dying and they're surrounded by devotees, what do they tell them? What are they shouting in their ears at that final moment? Hello? No one knows? No one's ever been with anyone dying? Any devotee? They say, chant Hare Krishna! Prabhu, listen, listen! Ah! Dying is not a piece of cake. Everything short circuits, and you're just so much in pain. Can be. And usually they give so much morphine, and so much, if the devotee has cancer, there's so much morphine being given to them. They're practically unconscious. The idea is they're supposed to do hospice care, where you administer enough morphine to reduce the pain so it's tolerable, but not destroy the consciousness so the person can't consciously chant. This is the principle of hospice, managing the person's departure. The karmis, materialistic people, when they're dying, they give them so much morphine, they always write, he died a peaceful death. He was totally on drugs. Your grandmother, your grandfather, your father, if they're in cancer, they have cancer, it's painful. Very, very painful. Death itself is so painful. It's described in the Puranas. It's called, in the English they say, he was going through death throes. THROES, throes. The arms start flailing like this, and the legs like that, and you're rolling like this. And you're crying out, ha! Because the soul is going out of the body. It's inconceivable. Words can't depict it. I've seen it. Devotees. And everyone's just like, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada. That film, I think they edited that. But Yadavar was filming the whole departure. And it was shown in a private viewing to some of the senior devotees. And they said, we can't put this in the public. It's called The Final Moment, or there's some movie about Prabhupada's departure. I don't know. Excuse me, Final Lesson. I don't think it's, is it available for public viewing, or they withdrew it? Even what they released, all edited, is too much. I looked at it once, and I said, I can't ever see it again. They also saw the other one. So they asked, and then Prabhupada was doing what often happens, rolling this way, that way, arms going like this. It's not something. So then they, so the devotees that were chanting, Hare Krishna, they were all chanting in the kirtan. And then, you know, you see the edited version, but it was, you know, that's editing. So they asked Srila Narayan Maharaj about this. I mean, I'm 40 years in ISKCON, so I know something about the situations. That's my guru. So they asked Srila Narayan Maharaj, because the devotees were bewildered that Prabhupada was like this at the last moments. And he said, you people don't understand. Prabhupada is a gopi. What he was exhibiting was not death throes or not the uncontrolled convulsive movements of someone when they're leaving their body. Because Prabhupada, he wasn't on any drugs or any painkillers like everybody is. As soon as somebody in the hospital, old people are dying, they go, they give him a shot. Because it's not good for business. Because if the relatives come in and see, what are you doing to my father? What? Oh no. You know, they just see him, he's like on some drip, and he's, what's my father? Oh, he's sleeping. He's totally on drugs. I have an MBBS in medicine. I know the whole scam. But as devotees, you know, we have this thing called hospice. So one of my godbrothers was here before he died. And he had a team of devotees, doctors and nurses from Bhaktivedanta Hospital with him. And they were putting these patches, because he couldn't take any more needles because he had cancer in many months and he was suffering, and when he saw needles he went, no. So they put this band-aid on your chest. It's called a morphine patch. Morphine is like heroin. It's a very painkiller. So they put this patch on your chest, and then it's like a band-aid, but it's dipped in this drug and it gets absorbed through your skin. So then I said, what's the idea? What are you doing? Because he was in pain like anything. He said, the idea for devotees is we want them to remember Krishna at the time of death, Ante Narayana Smriti. So that's why they have special care, it's called hospice, special care when devotees are leaving their body. Because everybody else goes to Apollo or anywhere, they'll die on drugs. Every single person will be drugged to the max. As soon as they go, then they shoot them. Because you're not there on the bedside with your father and mother when they're dying. You're not there 24/7. Anyway, that's another issue. But so then when they asked Srila Narayan Maharaj, they said, because Prabhupada, he saw many godbrothers, and I saw one of godbrothers, Prabhupada's godbrothers also, a very revered and senior pure devotee, and his disciples in the last many months, they had tubes in his nose, and tubes in his mouth connected to a respirator and a generator, because it was in Puri, it was in India. So I had a generator constantly going to maintain power to run the respirator. I said, what happens if you run out of kerosene or the generator goes out? And then at rest, because some of my students were nurses there. And he said, then, Haribo? He says, the respirator is making the person breathe. And then this tube in the nose is for feeding. They have a blender and they make very simple like foods and make it into like a watery soup. And then they take a syringe and they put it in this tube which drips into the stomach. I said, this is a very awkward way to maintain someone. So the seniors decided that we should do like this. And that great devotee was mostly in what we devotees say samadhi, absorbed in Krishna Leela. What the doctors would say that he was in coma, objectively speaking. But the difference between coma and samadhi is this, and I'll tell you. When someone's in coma, they may be in coma for a few months, but they don't suddenly sit up. They don't suddenly sit up after 3 months in coma. I have medical. They don't suddenly sit up. She's here! And just sit up like this in the bed and look like this. Big smile, like radiant, like 10,000 suns and tears dripping from the eyes. And, no, he said, he's here. And the disciples said, Who, Guru Maharaj, who's there? Your Guru Maharaj is there? Because he was seeing somebody looking like this. He's here. Your Guru Maharaj, he said, nay, in Bengali, nay. He said, Mahaprabhu, he said, no. He said, Krishna, he said, nay. But so they thought he said he or whatever. And he said, well, who? You know, it's Krishna. Well, who is he? He. And he said, Radha. Because it was she, actually. So he said, it's Radha. And then he closed his eyes and he went back, went, closed his eyes, laid down, and again, in samadhi. So that's one difference between a materialist coma. And the second difference is, while he was in samadhi, he was lying like this. He couldn't, his hand was like this, and his fingers were always going like this. You know what this means? Everyone's familiar with this mudra? Yeah? Tata, Haribo, Jai, Hari Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So that's a little different. And I studied, and I've seen many people in comas also. Even two Sindhis that want to be my disciples. That didn't ever happen because I wasn't missing. And they were, one of the husband, Thakur, he was in coma for a long time. At any rate, that's a side point. So then the Raimaraj answered, he said, Prabhupada, these were dance mudras. He was totally absorbed in samadhi of Leela Pravesh. He had entered the Leela, and he was like, sometimes Prabhupada was like this and like that with his arms. He said, these were dance movements. He was just dancing as a mandri in the Ras Leela. Srila Prabhupada ki. So here's Radharani. Shuddha Premaika Leela Nidhir. Shuddha Premaika Leela Nidhir. Mahatanka Tanka Stite. Stite means fixed or situated on. And Tanka means lap. And Mahatanka, Anka means lap. And Tanka means fear. So the verse is saying she's very afraid. So now let's read the description of the Tika in summary. How is it she's afraid when she's sitting on the lap of Ajit Sri Krishna, Chuta Sri Krishna? And devotees are fearless. Even just an innocent, tender little boy like Prahlad or Dhruva Maharaj, they're also fearless. How are they fearless? Because they were fully surrendered to God. Sharanagati, they were fully surrendered. So they were surrendered to Vishnu, Krishna. So the Bhagavan was always with them, protecting them. They always felt they were under God's shelter. So how does this verse describe that Radharani is bhiti, fearful? We see in another book by Das Goswami Pad called Brajavilas Stav. It's in Stavavali, that group of prayers, and it's called Brajavilas Stav. And there he describes Srimati Radharani. He says that she's Lalita Bhiti, Radharani is Lalita Bhiti. He says that she's, what is it? There's another word, Lalita Bhiti Bharani or something. Radharani is fear, is trembling in fear of Lalita. Lalita Sakhi is her Ashta Sakhi, her best friend. But sometimes she's trembling in fear because Lalita is so forcefully ordering her, you must, don't submit to this rascal, this lumpat, this debauch. Don't be submissive, don't give in, hold off. Be contrary, be opposing. Be hard, play hard to get, to the max. Don't glance at him, don't even glance from the corner of your eyes. Just look the other way. And if he comes on this side, then look on this side. And then if he touches your feet, kick his hands away. And if he puts his hand on your shoulder, then go like this. Oh, Lalita, I don't want to do like... No, you must do like this. Okay, yes, Lalita. Lalita Bhiti Radharani. So here she's afraid. So here's what a very interesting explanation. So how is it that Radharani is fearful, Bhiti? Mahatanka. It's a nice, beautiful play, of course, in Sanskrit. Mahatanka Ankastite. She's sitting on the lap of Ajit, and she's very, very afraid. In the kingdom of love, transcendental love, in the kingdom of prema, there are seven gunarasas, like fear. They nourish and expand the pleasure, satisfaction, and bliss of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And they give zest and new flavors to the pastimes of conjugal love and Madhura Ras. So they have everything is connected to the center. The center is bliss. The center is bliss. The center is Anand. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Sri Krishna Ki Jai. So the center is bliss, enjoyment. So everything adds to the bliss. The secondary rasas, they increase the bliss of the major rasa. It's called a stairati. For example, there's two lovers walking through the forest holding hands, and they're very just enjoying the beautiful scenery of the forest. And suddenly, a bear appears, a Balu. He's roaring. So now these two lovebirds were walking through the forest, holding each other's hands, and speaking sweet nothings into each other's ears. And oh, you're this that, and no, you're this that, and all this nonsense. I mean, stuff. And then so that's what is the ras then? Then it's madhura, madhura, madhura. It's conjugal ras. It's madhurya ras. That's the stairati. And there's so many anubhavas and vibhavas exchanging, and they're feeling so good, and maybe they're even their hairs are standing on end, and all of a sudden, this huge Klondike bear appears, and he crawls up on four legs and stands up on two, like this, and he's 14 feet tall when he stands up, even 16 feet tall, 1,000 kilos. So then all of a sudden, no more sweet nothings, and then so much. What ras will suddenly come up in the context of your madhurya ras? A secondary ras, fear. But then your boyfriend says, "Don't worry, don't be afraid," and she says, "Really?" And she's already turned 5 colors of white, and she's trembling. And she's holding onto his arm like, "Dude, what are we going to do? Just relax, no worry." So that fear, it nourishes and enhances the bliss of conjugal love. He says, just stand behind this tree. Hold onto this tree if you're scared. Embrace this tree. And she's watching. What are you going to do? Don't worry. So he goes, "Listen, you Jambavan. Listen, you bear, why are you disturbing my leelas?" And then he attacks, and the bear attacks him, and he just grabs him by the hand and throws him around, kills him. Finished. Then he comes back to his beloved. "Wow, you're really strong." Oh, and then such a hug, and then she jumps on him and kisses him, and this, that, the other thing, and, "You're my hero. So you're my savior. You protected me." And so then the love goes in higher and higher waves. You understand? It's not so... This is Leela. This is Shuddha Prem Leela Nidhir. So Radharani is showing this fear. She's with Krishna and she's embracing and sitting on her lap, and she's going like this. Krishna says, "What? Why are you looking like that?" I'm a little nervous. I think Chitila is going to come. I just have that feeling in my bones. It doesn't feel quite good, you know. Just don't worry about it. We have, Vrindadevi has so many spy parrots sitting in all the kadamba trees, watching every footpath, and we have so many sakis and manjis are posted there as guards, and we have so many diversionary techniques already lined up. Just relax. No, just relax. And then, so they're saying here that these seven gunarasas, like fear, astonishment, and humor, they expand and nourish the pleasure, satisfaction, and bliss of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And they give zest and new flavors to the pastimes of conjugal love and madhura ras. In other words, Krishna is described in Shastras in second canto of Bhagavatam, Yad Bibhati Swayam Bhayam, Yad Bibhati Swayam Bhayam. That he is feared by fear personified. Bhayam Swayam means Bibhati. Yad Bibhati, even fear is afraid of Krishna. Yet devotees of Krishna experience fear, not of the material energy or anyone in the material world, but devotees are afraid of losing Krishna's darshan, his love, his loving seva and association. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has a prayer. He says, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm only afraid of not having the association of devotees. If something would happen to me where I could not have sadhusanga, that is my greatest fear. That we, by making aparads, or by, we just, rad means pleasure, R-A-D-H, pleasure, satisfaction. Up means against the pleasure. So if we displease Krishna, as Paramatma in the heart of the devotees, if we displease him regularly and repeatedly, then Krishna will say, get out from here. Krishna is in the heart, and standing next to Krishna in the heart is Bhakti Devi and you. And Krishna will say, Bhakti Devi, come, let's go from here. This heart is not good. He's an aparadi. Come, let's go. Come. Don't favor him. Withdraw your kripa. So then you lose the taste for bhakti as a result of aparad. So this then that's the greatest fear. So like devotees may get a chance to live in Vrindavan. So what is their fear? That I have to leave Vrindavan? It's never a sure thing, even if you have citizenship or a visa, whatever. Sickness, situations, anything can come up. And you may have to leave, and you think, oh, how? I mean, if your service is in Vrindavan, if your guru has posted you here, or you live here, and this is your Prabhudatta Desh, then you would be very unhappy if you had to leave Vrindavan. I know personally, because someone once threatened my life. They said, if you don't leave from here, we'll finish you. And I said, well, I guess that was pretty, quite a good test. So then I said, I won't leave from here, but if Radharani wants to finish me, let me be finished here. I live or die here, it's Radharani's will. But your words, I'm not going, I'll die here. You can kill me or whatever Radharani wants. So on. We're still here. Radharani ki jai. So this, I have somewhat experience of this situation. So they're not afraid, but they're afraid. So fear, wonder, laughter, amazement, and chivalry are all beautiful aspects of Krishna Prem, which give it ever fresh diversity and relish. So here the author, Sripad Prabhudananda Saraswati, is describing Radharani as being afraid. Maha Antakam. Ankastate Prishte. Radharani is very afraid. So we'll continue tomorrow to find out more about this. Don't be afraid, there will be class tomorrow. Maybe, I don't know, by Krishna's grace. Madhura Suranidhi ki jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Prabhadananda Saraswati Pada ki jai, Shri Kartik Devi Radharani ki jai, Shama Kanradakandir Govardhan ki jai.